Letter 14 from the colonist. The peculiar characteristic of colonies is plenty of room for all classes, but wages and profits are occasionally reduced by gluts of labour and capital. And whilst colonial prosperity is always dependent on good government, it only attains the maximum in colonies peopled by the energetic Anglo-Saxon race. The native question. Now, I say the natives are children. They are just emerging from barbarism. They have human minds, and I would like them to devote themselves wholly to the local matters that surround them and appeal to them. Chapter 14, Trade and Traders. One cannot help regarding with a certain amount of admiration the original Arab and Swahili ivory traders who faced innumerable dangers and hardships in their long journeys into the interior to come back with their precious caravans of ivory. Such people too, although responsible for much wanton misery and suffering caused by their slave raiding, must first be credited with establishing a certain amount of civilization. The horrors of slave raiding have often been dwelt on, and they were indeed to be deplored, although not looked on as brutal by the average African, but accepted by him as a matter of course. What has not been so much dwelt on, however, is that these same slaves were subject to a much better lot than would have ever been theirs had they remained in their homes. They were generally kindly treated, well fed and housed, and given little or no work to do. The only Africans that have today attained any measure of civilization are to be found among former slaves, the Negroes of America and the West Indies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Change now. don't know.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.